From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Why does everyone hate Texans?
It's not anger.
It's just being real.
Yeah.
I'm not going to sit here and pretend to be excited about this team's chances because I don't think they have much of a chance.
People are frustrated with the fact that they can't get quarterback right, the fact that this offense is just so hard to watch, and it's been 3 years of this, and you're wasting a great defense. It's not about hating the team. It's about being frustrated that they're wasting an opportunity here.
Brock Osweiler ranks third in franchise history in both starts and wins by a quarterback.
Behind Schaub and Carr.
That is a real stat. Brock Osweiler of quarterbacks with 10 or more starts for the Texans, which there's only been six, he has the second highest winning percentage, only behind Sage Rosenfels. It's pretty crazy.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click a like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first 2 hours of What Are the Odds Wednesday, you missed a lot of great stuff. Not just what you heard there, but plenty of other things as well. And just want to let you know that this is The Blitz with Fred Fowler, A.J. Hoffman, and Jong Lee behind the glass, brought to you by
The Glass Doctor. And I was driving to Fredericksburg and back, and I hit a couple of, on your long trips to, Austin and Dallas and stuff, rocks from other cars, and I was like, you know what, I'm not that worried anymore because I can call the Glass Doctor. And if you have the same worries, you can call the Glass Doctor, your one-stop shop for auto, home, and business glass and mirrors. That's 1-888-516-8133. That's 1-888-516-8133, or go to glassdoctor.com. That's glassdoctor.com. Glass Doctor, we fix your pains.
I got a chip in my windshield.
Well, you need to call 1-888-516-8133.
Thank you.
I will wind up having a chip in my windshield because this is Houston.
Then you need to go to glassdoctor.com.
Okay, that's what I'll do.
We get the point, John. We get it.
We fix your pains.
I've actually got like a pain in my upper back. Can you help with that?
No.
Well, you said you'd fix my pain.
P A N E S.
Oh, okay, fine. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Squeeze a phone call in real quick here. I was going to get non-sportsy, but we're about to have Beth. And I just want to let you know that next segment will be Pillow Talk with Beth Liebling and us, of course. So any questions you have about relationships, divorce, sex advice, whatever, we're going to help you. And if you don't want to call in, you can text the show. I know some of you don't want to be heard on the air.
It's all right.
But that's okay. Don't be embarrassed. And she's got a really, really wonderful shop called Darling Way that we're going to, because Valentine's is coming, we've got a great, great opportunity for you. But we'll tell you when to get lined up. We'll keep it sportsy for one more segment, and then we'll get into some fun stuff. Let's try Don. What's up, Don?
Sports guys. Hey, Fred, you'll like this one. I was at a Texans game earlier this season, and I'm at the beer kiosk, getting a beer, they're in line, and I get up there, and the lady asked me for my ID. She says, oh, 1962, that was a good year. That's the same year I was born. I said, oh, yeah, you got grandkids yet? And she says, oh, yeah, I got five of them. I said, I want two things. Before I die, I want to see two things. I want to see my grandkids, and I want to see the Texans win it. Without skipping a beat, she looks at me, she says, oh, you'll see your grandkids all right.
Well,
I thought you'd like that.
Yeah, well played. And if you're born in 62 and getting carded, good on you, my friend. I know some places they have to ask, but it still frustrates me that the wife will get carded places. And she still looks pretty young, although not as young as she did when we met, but that's okay. It's been 9 years. Yeah. But she'll occasionally she'll still get carded, and it's kind of embarrassing. And I've got the, is that your daughter, once or twice? Like, no. She's only like 5 years younger than me. It's not that big of a difference. Hey, at least she had a sense of humor about it, right?
Right.
So I have this, I do want to get to this at some point. It's too long to get to for the rest of the segment. I don't know if you saw this. I'll a little push for the website today. Good stuff as always in the daily update. Brian O'Donnell wrote a couple of nice stories, including a wild card preview. I've got some new stuff coming up that I'm going to post tonight. But one of the things I linked to today, Barstool Sports did this, a sex scandal teacher starting lineup from last year. 1 through 9 in the batting order, a brunette starting pitcher, a blonde starting pitcher, a setup woman, and a closer. And the scary part is, so technically this is sports because it's a baseball lineup, right?
Yeah.
Guess how many of that group were from Texas? Because we are the undisputed kings.
Give me 3 of the starting 9.
It's 4 of the it's 4 of the starting 9 and one of the pitchers.
Oh man.
5. We could have, if he'd gone with just basketball teams, then Texas would be the chance. As bad as we were in college football this year,
dominate the
we sex ruled on these sex scandal teachers. I don't know if you remember these. His leadoff hitter was Alexandria Vera, who is pretty cute, but she's the one who admitted to doing it with a 13-year-old student on a daily basis. Then she got pregnant.
And then had an abortion.
Yeah, and then had the abortion.
She's the one who, like, the first pictures they showed over, she looked pretty hot.
Yeah, and then you saw
her, like, going to court, and you're like, oh.
Ooh, yeah. It's one of those, eh, not so much. His second batter, Mary Beth Haglund from Iowa. She's the one that not only admitted to having sex with one of her teenage charges, she blamed the school, claiming they knew what she was doing and turned a blind eye.
Yeah.
The third spot was Isabel Graham from the UK, which I didn't remember this one, but she was a French teacher and devout Christian. She was chaperoning prom and left her chaperone job to head to a nearby travel lodge with one of the students where they allegedly did it for 3 hours.
Dang.
Another student showed up and took a picture.
You know how many times in high school I ever had sex that lasted 3 hours?
I think it was more than once. It was more than
okay.
once. But,
I was gonna say,
wow. So she left her chaperone gig. And devout Christian. And, yes, another student showed up and took a picture of them. The kid was standing in the door, and she was passed out in the bed. His cleanup hitter, Elena Ferguson, who's also Texas, she's the one who was had one of her algebra students in her fiancé's apartment while he was off on a hunting trip for his bachelor party. Mm. And she had the kid over for pizza and beer pong on a regular basis. And she's the one you might recall invited the kid to follow her on Snapchat and then turn that into nude selfies and then sex on a park bench. So
good for them.
Their 5 spot was Randy Linton Zarenko from South Carolina, a Catholic school teacher who's now facing over 200 criminal charges for doing it with 2 different students.
Man.
And the police have not determined the gender of one of her victims, but one is female. And they know that because they saw cell phone photos of the girl naked, Zarenko naked, and them doing stuff to each other on park benches. What is with the park benches? Common theme among these teachers.
I mean, I guess if you're going to a dark place, you feel like it's secluded, you don't want to do it on the ground, so you go with the bench.
Okay.
Although I just think about all the gross stuff that happens on those benches. I wouldn't
pigeon wanna poop.
Yeah.
Rats.
Homeless vomit.
Yeah. Homeless poo.
Yeah.
Could be there. Do you really want to be getting it on with all that? Although, let's keep in mind, these are pretty sick people to begin with, so maybe they're into that. The 6-hitter, Laura Rich of Georgia, who basically she brought two different kids to her house. They're all going multiples, too, this year. These are all from 2016. But she had a 16-year-old in 2015 and an 18-year-old later in the year. 18-year-old's okay. But she's on the list because she kind of has a Sarah Silverman look to her, which we all like.
I'm a fan of that.
7th, also from Texas, Rachel Bauer. She's the one currently serving a 10-year stretch for sending naked pics as well as to 14, 16, and 17-year-olds. Had them over for parties where she fed them booze, sex, and took care of them orally. Apparently in Texas, that's still illegal. The 8, here's another one. In the eight, another Texas girl, Haley Way. Her picture's pretty cute. But she basically was trying to get two kids to stop these rumors of her having sex with them after she started having sex with them.
And best way to do that? Have sex with more of them.
Yeah, well, the first kid, she did it with 10 times. The second one, and she did it while the two of them were on a trip with his family to Africa.
Oh, boy.
And the other kid got invited out on a hike on some secluded trails where she promised to bring along a portable hammock.
She is pretty hot.
Yeah, I'm going to...
Like mugshot pictures.
Dude, if
like,
she wants to take me out on a... If she wants to go on a secluded trail and bring a hammock, I'm in, although I'm too old for by about 40 years. Laura Whitehurst from California is the nine hitter, and this is.
I feel like Haley Way should be the cleanup hitter.
Yeah, Haley Way to me is the most attractive of these. Says
Westlake High School there in Austin.
Here's a 16-year-old kid who's winning. So this Laura Whitehurst has relations with him, and she told him she couldn't get pregnant, so they bareback it. She gets pregnant.
Oh.
So the kid's family sues the school district and settles for $6 million. So he not only gets to hit an older woman stalking him, he doesn't have to pay child support, and he becomes a multimillionaire.
Not a bad.
I don't feel too bad about that. Yeah. Your brunette starting pitcher is Sarah Domrus from Wisconsin. Over a nine-month span, she and a student exchanged 1,174 texts.
Jeez.
First time they did it was at a park and ride, but then they upgraded to a Motel 6, and this is how she got caught. Cops were able to prove the two were there because the kid connected to his phone to the room's Wi-Fi. And your blonde starting pitcher, another Texan, Nicole Jakubiak. She's
Jakubiak?
The one. Jakubiak.
Oh,
but if you take the JA off, I think she's doing fine. She took a foreign exchange student into her home, then started to bang him, and then went and told all the other teachers that she was having sex with the foreign exchange student under the assumption he was over 18, so there's nothing wrong with it. Not so much. Your long reliever, Nicole Amond of Louisiana, who had sex with two students and sexual conduct with a third. And finally, your closer, who, gotta say.
Not great.
No. But more because she's crazy. She admitted to doing it with a 13-year-old every other day. Then
a 13-year-old?
13-year-old. Oh, that's sick. Mm. Then she went sugar mama, gave the kid cash, cell phones, and a gun, which he then sold for cash, and she reported as stolen. Then she applied for his guardianship so they could live together full-time. So
sounds like a movie.
Yeah, well, that's all from 2016, man. But double down. I don't know who the situational lefty is on that roster, but what are the odds she's better than Tony Sipp? That's all on HoustonSportsAndStuff.com if you want to check it out. All right, we're going to take a quick break. If you want to get in on the Pillow Talk segment, get lined up now. 713-780-3776. If you're too embarrassed to ask your question over the phone, just text it and we'll get it to Beth. She'll be joining us next. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
My Pillow presents Here's Your Masters of Love, Fred the Falcon and AJ with Beth Liebling, brought to you by Darling Way and My Pillow.
And we're back. And if you want to get in with questions, 713-780-3776. A lot of people have texted things in because they're too embarrassed. But don't be embarrassed.
Don't be shy.
It's kind of what we're doing here, right, Beth? I mean, we're trying to
absolutely
get people more comfortable
with
stuff.
Break down the walls is what we're trying to do.
Ram right through them.
That's right.
Exactly. I'm working with children.
Yes.
Hey, we've come up with a really cool thing for the Blitzers. We need a nickname for Beth. We need a title for her.
Yeah, I've never had a good nickname my whole life.
But we need something.
Me neither. Never worked
out. Well, you had a really good one, and ESPN made me stop saying it. But I think, so what we're going to do for the Blitzers, we'd like you to go check out our shop, Darling Way, in the Heights. and meet Beth, and whoever goes and does that comes back with the best nickname next week, she's going to give you a $50 gift card.
What?
And
who judges the best nickname?
I have to be okay with it. Let's just be clear.
Yeah, but I'll make the final decision because I am the king of the nicknames.
Oh no, now I'm scared.
No, it'll be all right.
It'll be okay.
Yeah,
I can trust you.
No, you can't. But drop by her shop. It's terrific. So I've got a lot of questions for you already from a bunch of people on the text line. If you want to call in, you get first priority over the text people because
that's what we want. That
we do.
We want bravery and courage.
And we're gonna do some cool stuff over the coming weeks. Everything I say sounds dirty whenever we're doing this.
Isn't it funny?
Yes,
it's wonderful.
But Beth's gonna pick a topic to tell people about, and she doesn't think you're ready to talk butt stuff. We were thinking about doing that today, but no, we're gonna move on. But here's one for you. My marriage.
Think I'm ready to talk about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For you.
Oh, for me. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
Not my favorite.
So here's one from the text line. My marriage isn't working out, and I'm really fed up with her, and I feel like I'm ready to move on, but we have a son who's two.
Oh.
And it's been a year since we bought a home. What would be your advice?
Oh, well.
First of all, you're not alone. It's amazing how many people, when they're struggling in their marriage, buy a house, get pregnant, get a dog. They make some decision that keeps them together longer without addressing the problems. However, I think that if you haven't gone to counseling, my advice as a former divorce lawyer was you can always get divorced tomorrow. So make really damn sure that's what you want to do. If you haven't done any possible thing before, try it first. I don't care if it's trying sex every day. I don't care if it's trying not to have sex for 2 weeks. I don't care if it's going to counseling. I used to say I'd stand on my head for 10 minutes a day if I thought it would help. But try it all, especially with a two-year-old. Divorce sucks, even when it's the right thing
to
do.
And that's really hard.
Throws a wrench into things.
My kids were pretty young when I wound up getting divorced. I think my youngest was five. It was very, very hard. And that's the toughest part.
It is. And it doesn't make it right to stay in a bad marriage, because that does not teach children the right things either. What is important is teaching them that you try hard, you do what you can, you use all the tools in your belt. And if you've run out, then you try and see if there are any other tools you can put in there before you walk out and you get a divorce.
Any other tools you can put in there.
Yeah. See, I'm telling you, everything in this segment sounds dirty. Yeah. I have a question for Pillow Talk, but too shy to call in. I've been having problems with my sex drive ever since I had kids. It's not that it's not fun anymore. Sex just doesn't feel as satisfying anymore. Any advice?
Is that from a man or a woman?
It doesn't say.
It has to be from a woman.
That sounds like from a woman, yeah.
I'm guessing it's from a woman. But there are some men who lose their sex drive after they've had children also. Something about becoming a parent. Yes, but as a woman, it's really hard. It's really hard to maintain that romantic side, that wild, sexy side of ourselves, while we're also feeling the effects physically and mentally of having young children. I tell people, it's not good enough to just do a date night. You need to do a date night where the woman gets 2 hours before the date begins to clear her mind, do what she wants to do, shower, change, take a bath, read a book, read a trashy novel, watch a silly movie. I don't care. She needs to let go of that mommy side first, and your partner needs to help you do that. So that's the way to do it. Figure out a way. And I've got a great book, Confessions of a Naughty Mommy, because everybody is in this boat. It's amazing. Very few people talk about it. It's a hysterical book. If you come into the shop, absolutely, I'll give it to you. We did a book club. Love to do another one. And it's How to Find Your Lost Libido. I promise it's there.
Okay, guys. There's going to be a race to your place for guys to buy that for their wives. You know that.
It's absolutely great. And I tell the women, read the book first and then let your husbands read it also. Because what happens, the women don't realize that every other woman feels like this, because everybody puts on their happy face and on Facebook and social media. We all look like we've got everything under control, but we don't. The men think their wives are the only ones that aren't interested in sex, and they're wrong. So every man's walking around with the same thought, every woman, and let's talk about it.
So don't get a side piece. That would not be your advice.
Don't get a side piece.
Okay, because that would have been my advice. So.
No, not unless it comes with batteries or a recharger.
Well,
those are the keys to
now,
the kingdom.
Now we're kind of getting into sex robot territory, which I think is okay.
That would be awesome. See? Right, it would be a threesome that with no emotional attachment.
I kind of like that.
Yeah,
see?
Me too.
See? She's saying.
Yeah, she's got you.
All right, theoretical question that I've had this argument with my wife before. If you bang a clone, is that cheating?
Not if the original knows about it.
Well, okay.
You can, you, right? If your partner knows, we can talk all about polyamory and.
Well, no, my wife thinks it's cheating. She thinks if there was a clone of her and I had sex with it, it would be cheating. To me, it's perfectly okay.
If she said no, then it would be cheating.
Oh, so that's how it is. This is how you guys judge it. Just if the woman says no.
No, if you said no to her doing something that and she did it anyway, that would be cheating. You know cheating. We all know cheating. We pretend and we dance around it, but let's not. I'm tired of hiding behind things. I want to talk openly, and that means also owning what you're doing. Taking responsibility.
Wow. Well, that kind of killed my whole clone
responsible
thing.
But I'm all for your threesome threesome with the sex robot.
It's
I think
weird
that's
that you
awesome.
Want to have sex with inanimate objects. That's the other thing.
No, just a hot sex robot. I'm kind of cool with that.
If you had a chance, wouldn't you want to just see it once, try it once?
No. I've always thought about that. Like those, it's like the opposite of a bust. It's like from the belly button down to the upper thigh.
Torso,
that have,
yes.
That they
yes.
have of, and it's always like molded in a porno star's. You
yes.
know, and you can, it's double entry. You can do what you want with it. I've always thought, that'd be interesting to try. And then I always think, nope. That'd be really creepy if you were doing that. So, I mean, while there's maybe a small sense way in the back of your head that like, oh, that's a good idea, then the rest of your head says, bro, that's a stupid idea. Right? It's kind of like heroin.
But that's much worse.
There's a little bit in the back of the head that always says, heroin's really fun. It feels good, and you're not going to want to do anything for the rest of the night. It's like a sleeping good luck. It's awesome. And then the rest of my brain says, dude, heroin's horrible for you. That's a bad idea. Don't do that.
Yeah, and I just refuse to think of sexual behaviors, aside from very, very few that involve non-consent or
okay.
anything. But otherwise, there's nothing addictive. And even if it's not your thing, just to have experienced it once, just to say, oh, if I'm not saying go out and go buy this torso or something, but if it was just there in your bedroom and your wife is okay with it, it's kind of like, well, if you can have some fun.
But if that torso is there and you use it once, then you've got to clean it. And
well, or you throw it away if you don't like it.
And
I'm
if there's one that's just sitting there and you don't know where it's been,
well,
you damn
gross.
Sure can't use that.
Right.
I mean, that's like saying, oh, you just checked into a hotel room and there's a vibrator on the bed. Looks really fun, but are you going to use it?
Oh,
no.
Yeah. No. I'm saying if your wife gave you one, if it was just something. Because there are a lot of romantic acts that when we first think of them sound really gross. Particularly for women. We grow up with a very limited version of what's okay to do in the bedroom. I like to dispel those. So if there's no real danger to yourself or to others, I say if it's there, what the heck? And if you like it, great. If you don't like it, don't do it again.
So what's an example of something that women would consider gross that actually are pretty cool?
Believe it or not, a lot of women are hesitant to...
You can say masturbate.
Masturbate by themselves or perhaps in front of a partner. It is something that, for some reason, girls grow up thinking it's very taboo. Men get a little bit more leeway. For women to do so, it can be a very erotic experience for them, for their partners, etc. And it's not anything really out of the ordinary. Frankly, it's healthy for women to explore their bodies and learn and to become more comfortable with their bodies. So if you can do that at the same time as your partner's getting excited and happy about it, I think that's all in favor. So,
yeah, I don't think that sounds gross at all. I think that kind of...
Ask women, though. You'd be amazed how many women are like, I wouldn't do that. Oh, my gosh. No. How? No. It seems silly, but it's true.
I don't know if I should. I don't know if this one is for real or not, but I'll go ahead and read it. I love my boo, which I'm not a fan of that word. But.
A boo?
Yeah.
Okay.
He has a really small penis. I mean, I can't feel a thing type small. What do I do?
It's funny, I'm reading a book, Size Matters, that is one of the topics I hope we'll talk about sometime. There is, statistically, there are very few men, 5% or so, that have such a small penis that it is problematic for sexual relations.
John.
The sad part is there's very, there are very few things you can do to really enhance the size of a man's penis.
The pump doesn't work?
The pump works on a very temporary basis. The pump will allow it to engorge more for the moment. Yes, it's like the ring. It's going to keep some blood. It's going to encourage the blood flow up there, but it's not going to make a long-term improvement. So what I would suggest is really if you love this person and that's just their issue, I would find lots of other ways to be pleased, to use the penis in ways that are satisfying for both of you, but perhaps for penetration, there might be other implements and props that could be more satisfying that way.
Is it possible that this lady's just Carlsbad Caverns? And
there is a possibility. Women,
it's not necessarily that it's all on the guy.
Well, but that's right, and it doesn't matter, right? Because it's the combination of the two. So without, there doesn't have to be quote blame on either side. Some women have looser, some men are bigger. It's I don't think there's any real reason to put a blame, etc. I think it's just a question of, do you deal with it or not? And there are lots of different options for how to deal with it. There are lots of people that have very wonderful intimate lives even after a man is either impotent or a woman has different hormonal issues, et cetera, et cetera. We should be able to adapt. Our romantic and intimate lives should be able to adapt. And that's one of the things I really like to talk to people about. Find new ways. There are always firsts available, which is the coolest thing.
All right, let's talk about your shop a little bit. It's in the Heights. Give them the address.
3423 White Oak Drive, and between Heights and Studebaker.
Somebody says your nickname should be the Oracle.
Oh, I like that.
I kind of like that. That's a good start.
Thank you very much, whoever sent that in.
Yeah, 832. I don't have a name for 832, but that's...
Well, I like the 832.
Yeah, that's pretty good. But yeah, the shop itself is just, it's really a very cool place. And
thank you.
I what I like about it is, if you're just looking for, I mean, there's great clothes, there's all kinds of toys, there's all kinds of stuff, but it's also just a place where you go and Beth can give you great advice on how to make your sex life better with your significant other.
I try. I like people to leave with a smile on their face and keep that smile all the time.
But they can
it's
come
always
in.
A happy place.
They can come in and talk to you, right?
Oh, everybody. I love to talk, if you hadn't noticed. I'll talk to anybody. I'll talk to anybody about anything. And I'll have a great time doing it. So come see me anytime. Let's hang out. I'll love to show you the store and come prepared to hang out for a while.
And just tell your blitzer and hey, take your significant other too, because you guys can find all kinds of stuff. Honestly, I found so much cool stuff in there that I would have never thought of. And
the foxtail.
I still don't know about the fox.
Do in fact, it.
Next week, maybe we'll talk about that kind of stuff. I'm not ready. I'm not ready for that step yet. I'm sorry.
I think you're ready.
There's so many things. And let's just put a teaser out then for next time, because the men's prostate should get a lot of attention. It's healthy. It feels good. You might as well just enjoy the heck out of it.
Yeah, Fred. I'm foxtail it is.
I'll take your word for it.
You look good as a fox, I would think.
No, I would not look good as a fox. I don't look good as anything right now.
It's true.
So.
That's not true. Here's
I would look like a wombat.
No. You'd be a pretty
this
gross
is what
looking
I tell
fox.
The people in my store. You have to feel good and you look good no matter what size you are. That starts from the inside out.
Yeah, but what you can't fix his face.
And it's that a beautiful is what it face. Is. He's a beautiful face just like you.
All right.
I want to squeeze your little cheeks, pinch your cheeks. Yes. Both of y'all.
Same time?
Yes, please.
Oh, boy.
Always.
It's getting weird now.
Oh, boy.
All right, well.
I'm a nice Jewish mom. I like to pinch cheeks. I want to feed you. I want to take care of everybody. Matzo ball soup?
As long as you don't bring any gefilte fish, we're fine.
I'm with you on that one. Works.
Here's one. My fiance wants to explore another woman. I'm open for the experience, but is it healthy for the relationship?
Nope.
Why do you say no so quickly?
Because I'm a realist. If he said my girlfriend, I'd say, yep. Your wife is going to get jealous.
Fiance.
Oh, fiance. That's different.
Yeah.
I'd try it now.
Like, try it now before it's too late.
Before, okay. Yeah, because once you're married... If she decides that, like, I know I said it was okay at the time, but now it's not, there goes half your stuff because of a technicality where she said she was cool with it, and then she wasn't, and now she can't live like this anymore.
See,
no thanks.
That's so funny because my take on it is I'm wondering, does this mean that she really likes women more than she likes men? You're thinking that she's going to get jealous of him with the woman.
Yeah.
I'm thinking he might get jealous that she wants the woman.
Listen, I could see 100 beautiful women going down on my wife. I wouldn't get jealous. But all it takes is one dude, and you're like, no, that ain't happening. Well, and I feel that, like, I think my wife would feel the same way. Well, I mean, I don't think she'd, like, be okay with me getting hooked up with by dudes. But, like, if she said, let's do a threesome, and then she actually saw me with her own eyes with another woman, nah, that ain't gonna work.
Well,
so I think to do it before, if you're gonna marry that girl, make sure you guys do it before you get married, and make sure she's cool.
The thing with any sort of polyamory, when there are more than two people involved in the relationship, physically or emotionally, you have to absolutely have an amazingly open level of communication. Without that, without communication, almost anything damages a marriage, right? Whether it's having children, buying a house, or having hard times, losing a job, etc. But particularly when you start bringing a romantic, sexual experience in that's unique, you need to be open, you need to be honest, you need to both be really true about how you feel, the jealousy issues, etc. But I know a lot of people in successful polyamorous relationships that go on long term, and they somehow manage to get past that jealousy. So props to them. It can be done, but it's just, you have to work hard. It's just another aspect of the relationship.
All right, let's go to the HRNP listener line for Aaron, who has a question for the show. What's up, Aaron?
Hey guys, love what y'all are doing, by the way, but I had a question. Me and my girlfriend, we're on a road trip going down, you know, down to Corpus, and she decided to play this game, which was, you know, you had to pick three people, you had to marry one, kill one, you had to, you know, have sex with one. And so we picked our three people, and both of us kind of exchanged the people, and then both of us got turned on by the fact of us thinking about having sex with, you know, another person. And I just want to kind of get an idea of, like, you know, is that natural, or is it something that's, like, I don't know, out of the ordinary, I guess.
Actually, Beth didn't hear any of that, by the way.
Yeah, unfortunately, we have to get her headphones.
So he and his girlfriend on a road trip were talking about who else they'd like to have sex with.
They played FMK and got turned on by the people they talked about they'd like to F.
Okay.
Is that natural, and is that okay?
If they both did it together and they're both honest, I think it's okay. I don't think that desire and lust go away when you get married.
So
encouraging that together and just bringing it home, to me, seems pretty reasonable.
Yeah.
We live adventures through adventure films and stuff. You don't go home, hopefully, and go turn your car into a robot and fly away and stuff. But
my experiments have failed miserably.
It doesn't work very well. Yeah. Exactly. So it's the same thing with all sorts of romantic fantasies. But share them together, because you can have some hot role plays later, and you can do all sorts of fun things together with it.
So, like, dress up like a Roman gladiator or something?
Yes. Right. Yes, see? You would look so good like that. Absolutely. Nice legs. Uh-huh.
All right. One more. Let's squeeze on Drew, and then we've gone on too long here, but that's okay. We're having fun. What's up, Drew?
Hey, what's up, guys? Sports and stuff.
And sex.
So, here's the thing. I'm going to try and squeeze this out. No pun intended. But I proposed to my wife that we try the swing thing. She's kind of into it at first. When I say into it, she was into at least seeing other women naked, but there was no act done. Then I try and encourage her to go a little further, and she's like, no way, that's gross, we're not going to do that. And then turns out a few years later, we get married, and then she decides on her own that she wanted to explore women, and turns out that she left me for another woman. She ended up going her own way with another woman, but wasn't down to, I guess, invite me along for the ride.
Well, it sounds like you're better off without her because she's a selfish bitch, is what I think.
It's also, I mean, you really want to be married to a lesbian is kind of the other thing. Like, if she likes chicks more than you, then maybe you shouldn't be life partners.
I think that's absolutely true. It's only unfortunate that people hide from themselves. Probably she didn't even know she really was attracted to women.
Yeah.
So she was hiding from herself and refused to get too close or whatever when she got into the swinging lifestyles. It probably scared her and she tried to pretend that wasn't it.
I gave her my headphones. Did he say at the end that she invited him in with...
No.
Oh, okay.
No, she's just happy being alone with other women now.
Yeah, she didn't invite... Okay. He said she didn't invite him.
Oh, okay. Because, I mean, that's at least a decent consolation prize. Like, after she leaves you and takes half your stuff, if she's like, hey, you want to come have sex with me and my new girlfriend? Like, yeah. One for the road? Okay. That's like a... All right. That now that... It's compromise.
Okay, sometime we're going to have a discussion about taking half his stuff. Let's just be clear. He got half her stuff. Just saying.
Okay.
But
I guess I'm just...
But you're right. I do think the consolation prize, that would have been really nice if she wanted him. On the other hand, if they didn't really want him, who wants to be a pity? No.
Probably the guy who just got divorced and has no other prospects lined up would have taken that one.
Well, that, I can help him get his dating profile online. There are always prospects. Are you kidding? Yeah, this world is full of them.
I'm talking guaranteed sex with two women, like right off the bat. That's not a bad, like...
There are swingers clubs. Sure, go right ahead.
Oh, I don't know about that.
You can't go in there by yourself, right?
Yes, you can.
A dude can go in there by himself?
Yes, on
You better be
nights.
Super handsome or super rich.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There are all sorts of options. There are not just pretty people in the swingers club. It's just like any other place. There are good-looking people, and there are just normal, regular people.
All right.
So, yeah.
I would guess it'd be difficult to be a single guy at the swingers club, because... Like if you're
a whole nother conversation.
If you're with your wife and you guys are like browsing for another couple, and then you guys, your wife says, "How about that guy?" And then you're like, "Yeah, where's his wife? Oh, he doesn't have one? Oh, suddenly this is way less fun for me."
There's a whole realm of people, and we can talk about.
Oh, that's
all
true.
Sorts
I mean, there's people
who
are
like,
into that. I'm
who
sure.
Like
okay.
to watch their wives with others. There are all sorts of different things. There are all sorts of men who will enjoy a twosome just with the men and the woman might sit and just watch for a few minutes, too.
That's so fair.
We can structure. People structure their romantic relations any way they want. And that's what, when you start thinking you know, believe me, there's another way you haven't even thought of. And that's what's really cool. That's why I'm telling you. There's always a first.
All right. So drop by Beth's place in the Heights, Darling Way. You can follow Darling Way on Twitter. And she'll answer these questions in person, man. If you're too embarrassed to call in or even text, just go. She's actually very friendly. You'll find.
Thank you.
Have yet to see her where she's not smiling. So she'll and she can help with all this stuff.
Yeah.
So
my kids used to say, "Don't ask my mom because she'll tell you," and that's pretty much true. I will just tell you.
All right. Well.
Thank you for having me. It's such a pleasure
to
be here.
I
really
Thanks for coming
it
on. That was a lot of fun. And I'll tell you something else that's a lot of fun, stopping by Bedrock City Comics. And right now, there's a few of these left, not many, but you can get a limited edition poster of the Heroes of the Blitz, our alter egos, Save the Known Universe, and all the proceeds are going to the 100 Club. And if you mention ESPN, whenever you buy anything there, with a couple of exceptions, you're going to get an additional 10% off items throughout the store. And that's only at Bedrock City Comics. There's five locations around Houston. Westheimer, Clear Lake, 1960, Washington Avenue, and Sugarland, and this place is so cool. They've got apparel. They've got, of course, they've got the posters of us, which better get them before they run out, but they've got posters of everything else as well. Supplies, statues, novelties, new comics, back issues. It's just an ADD person's dream to go in there. And you know what? If you missed out on the holidays getting somebody a gift and now you feel stupid, go in there. And you're going to find something for everybody. Your kids are going to love it. You're going to love it. If you're a Game of Thrones nerd, they got you covered. If you're into any of the comic book movies, they got you covered, or comic books in general. And just go check out any one of the great five locations. That's Bedrock City Comic Company. Remember, 10% off your purchases. Don't forget to mention ESPN. I've had a couple people go and say, "Oh, I forgot to mention ESPN, and I didn't get my 10% off." Make sure you mention it. They will take care of you. Bedrock City Comics.
That was Pillow Talk, presented by Darling Way and MyPillow. Visit MyPillow.com and use code ESPNQB for a buy one, get one free deal. So we'll piss off the neighbors in the place that feels the tears, the place to lose your feet.
the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J.
And we're back on The Blitz. Come celebrate the big Texas party with ESPN 97.5, SB Nation 1560, and Culture Map. It's happening Thursday, February 2nd at the Silver Street Studios. We'll have big-time athletes, celebrities, all-you-can-eat and drink, refreshing beer, succulent barbecue, and smooth bourbon. You can buy your tickets at thebigtexasparty.com starting at only $125. Get ready to celebrate the big game with Gal Media at the Big Texas Party. Yeah, go by and check out Best Place, man. She actually gives fantastic advice and is a really cool person. So something you want to get in, you want to spice things up a little bit, she can help. Unfortunately, for the people we're about to talk about, it's too late to spice anything up because they're dead. It's famous deaths, and we celebrate those who passed during this week. Over, you know, not this week specifically,
right,
but in history, in the week of basically January, whatever we're doing. Bob Weston, British guitarist and songwriter from Fleetwood Mac. Gastrointestinal hemorrhage at 64.
Ooh. That sounds hideous. What year did that happen?
2012, not too far ago. 1994.
Sometimes I really like Fleetwood Mac, and then sometimes I don't.
Stevie Nicks, would you?
Now?
Yeah, even now I would.
Probably not now.
Plus she looks like, she's a pretty good-looking old witch. I'm okay with her.
Yeah.
Caesar.
She's past her expiration date, I think.
It'd still be fun. It'd still be a fun one to put in the holster. Caesar Romero, 1994, played the original Joker. Dead at 86. That's a damn good run,
yeah,
Caesar.
Especially when you were once dropped into a vat of acid.
Yes.
To last that long afterwards?
But you only had to fight Adam West Batman. It's not like you had to face the real Batman.
That's true.
See, that's
George
kind of,
Clooney.
That's the kind of thing that'll piss
the
Adam
real Batman, Chris, George
Christian
Clooney.
Christian Bale, get out of here. I actually like Affleck's Batman, too.
He's pretty good.
It is. That's one of those Adam West will have somebody call us with legal papers about us saying stuff like that. He's real sensitive about
that. I don't like the idea of Christian Bale being the real Batman because he's British.
That's true. And he's kind of an a-hole to deal with.
Yeah.
1953, Hank Williams, the original. 29 years old. Not a good run.
No.
1949, Victor Fleming, director of Wizard of Oz and Gone with the Wind. That's two pretty good ones to have on your resume.
Not bad.
Dead at 65. Not a great run. That's an okay run. And trust me, the older I get, I want these runs to be a little bit longer for people. 2004, Tug McGraw.
Great name.
Yeah. Speaking of our great love name. Segment.
Tug my what?
I'm willing to tug anything here, apparently. Let's skip down to 1994. Morty the Moose from Northern Exposure, dead at the age of 6. It's the only thing I remember about that show was the moose. Okay, 1967, Jack Ruby. It's a pretty good one.
Yep.
Let me blast through the good ones. Stuart Scott, 2015. Pete Maravich, 1988. T.S. Eliot, 1965. Amelia Earhart, 1939. Theodore Roosevelt, 1919.
I like to call him Ted.
I call him Ted as well. Okay, really quickly, porn stars, 2003, Holly Landers killed by?
What year?
2003.
Car wreck.
Drunk driver, I'll give you that. 2002, Nadia Childs.
How's Nadia spelled?
N-A-U-G-H-T-I-A.
Okay, I thought that might be what it was. What year?
2002.
Just went with car wreck. I don't want to do that twice in a row. I'll go with overdose.
Overdosed on acid and threw herself off a balcony. So overdose
nice.
Or suicide. You had the double. 2001, Terry Diver.
Terry M. Diver was a... I'm going to go with another car wreck.
Drug overdose.
Damn.
1985. This is a different one. Bodil Jensen.
The AIDS.
Cirrhosis of the liver due to alcoholism.
Damn it.
All right. One more giveaway of the UFC? I thought that I thought that was for Thursday. It says Thursday on it.
Oh, man. Sorry.
See?
I just getting back from vacation, I guess. I get
welcome
mixed.
Back,
you
John.
Gave me both of them, but sorry, I already gave away the Wednesday one, so we'll have one to give away tomorrow.
That's on me.
It's all right. It's good to have you back. All right. That's going to wrap it up. We're way over here. My apologies. We had a lot of fun. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Until tomorrow, stay sportsy, bitches.
Listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.